Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Exodus 20, verse 14 says, "You shall not commit adultery." Once again, we see the importance of the marriage institution as created by God. Marriage is meant to be between one man and one woman committed to each other for life. Marriage is not an arrangement, it's a commitment. Let me say that again. Marriage isn't an arrangement, it's a commitment. It's not about convenience, it's about commitment. It's a private, intimate, and wholesome thing that's based on commitment. Not arrangements, not feelings, but a commitment to one another and what's best for one another for the rest of our lives. The gateway to adultery is lust, and Jesus warned us in Matthew 5:27-30. Where it says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body go into hell." Satan understands well the weaknesses of people and has encouraged the sexualization of almost everything in society. When you look around, it's distracting in many ways. It seems as though somehow we're always talking about gender, or sexual this or sexual that, or whatever we're trying to sell on the news or on a program you might be watching, or even possibly a podcast. You hear things that have been sexualized. It's normative that most things have been sexualized today, and the children that are growing up in this environment are thinking in those terms way before they're ever mature enough to be thinking in those terms. We need to be careful to understand that God has set a system up for our success. We need to realize that lust is the gateway to adultery. That's where you stop it. You're not a legalist if you put guards in your life against lusting. You're wise, because if you never walk through that gate, you'll never walk through the gate of adultery and destroy a relationship that should be sacred. Jesus warns us about that gate. It's the wrong path, it's the wrong gate, and we need to take that seriously. We must adjust our way to avoid the destination that it leads to. Once again, this isn't about being legalistic. This is about applying wisdom. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.